Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Hey everyone, Father Mark Hadu here, Lumen Chaplain, here to be your guide to deeper, more meaningful prayer. So many of us want to learn to pray better, to be more connected to the Lord. And so I want to help you here. So anytime you want to pray, especially mental prayer, dialogue with the Lord, you always start by coming into God's presence, right? Putting away things that will distract you, focusing your heart and mind. And so today I want to share with you a prayer of Pope Clement XI called the Universal Prayer. One of the best prayers to bring us into God's presence. Listen to this gem. It's a little longer, but beautiful. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Universal Prayer of Pope Clement. Lord, I believe in you. Increase my faith. I trust in you. Strengthen my trust. I love you. Let me love you more and more. I am sorry for my sins. Deepen my sorrow. I worship you as my first beginning, and I long for you as my last end. I praise you as my constant helper, and I call on you as my loving protector. Guide me by your wisdom, correct me with your justice, comfort me with your mercy, protect me with your power. I offer you, Lord, my thoughts to be fixed on you, my words to have you as their theme, my actions to reflect my love for you, my sufferings to be endured for your greater glory. I want to do what you ask of me in the way you ask, for as long as you ask, because you ask it. Lord, enlighten my understanding, strengthen my will, purify my heart, and make me holy. Help me to repent of past sins and to resist temptations in the future. Help me to rise above my human weaknesses and to grow stronger as a Christian. Let me love you, my Lord and my God, and see myself as I really am, a pilgrim in this world, a Christian called to respect and love all those lives I touch, those in authority over me and those under my authority, my friends and my enemies. Help me to conquer anger with gentleness, greed by generosity, apathy by fervor. Help me to forget myself and reach out towards others. Make me prudent in planning, courageous in taking risks. Make me patient in suffering, unassuming in prosperity. Keep me, Lord, attentive at prayer, temperate in food and drink, diligent in my work, firm in my good intentions. Let me, my conscience, be clear, my conduct without fault, my speech blameless, and my life well-ordered. Put me on guard against my human weaknesses. Let me cherish your love for me, keep your law, and come at last to your salvation. Teach me to realize that this world is passing, that my true future is in the happiness of heaven, that life on earth is short, and the life to come eternal. Help me to prepare for death, with a proper fear of judgment, but a greater trust in your goodness. Lead me safely through death to the endless joy of heaven. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Beautiful prayer to come into God's presence. And now, once we're in God's presence, we're going to take up the Word of God, take up the Gospel, and read. We're going to meditate on John 9, 1 to 41. It's a long chapter. I'm not going to read it. It's the man who was healed of his blindness. You can read it on your own. The first step is just to go through, read the scripture, listen to it, and let God speak to you through it. Be attentive to what words jump off the page at you. But I just want to point out a few points that as you read, then you start to reflect. It starts with who sinned, right? The apostles asked Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, no one sinned. This is so that God's glory could be seen. Brothers and sisters, how many times we jump to a judgment about ourselves or others, like, hey, who's to blame here? What's the sin here? Why is this happening? Somebody must have done something wrong. And Jesus says, you know, sometimes, at least in this man's case, and sometimes in many cases, it's the result of this fallen world. No one sinned here. This is so that God's glory, like let God's glory come in to this situation. Brothers and sisters, if you're quick to judge or quick to judge yourself, like what's wrong here? Who sinned? Who's to blame? Let God's glory here. God wants to win a victory here. Whether who's to blame? Let God in. Let his victory happen. Look for what he wants to do, how he wants to heal, what he wants to reveal through this challenge, through this trial, through this deformity, through this blindness. Let God's power come to bear and let it reveal his goodness rather than look for who's to blame. A second reflection, second point that comes to mind is healing begins when we admit our blindness. You know, throughout this whole story, the ones interrogating and asking and trying to figure out what happens, calling his parents and then calling the man himself is the Pharisees. They're trying to get to the bottom of who healed you and why, and why did you do it on the Sabbath? And the only ones who remain blind throughout this whole thing are the Pharisees themselves. The persons unable to be humble, to recognize God's power, are the ones who are blind. They're so interested in controlling and understanding and judging and passing everything through the filter of their reason. They're not open to what God is doing. Pope Francis used to say, let God surprise you. Let God reveal his power, right? Don't be so blind and looking to understand and capture that you miss what God is doing and remain in your blindness. Another thing you could pray about, reflect about, let God speak to you about. Jesus gives healing once the blind man makes an act of trust and obedience. Brothers and sisters, how many times in our own lives does healing come only once we trust and abandon and let go? Jesus made this muddy paste, put it in the guy's eyes, said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the humble blind man went, dirty, confused probably. What's going on? Why is this guy humiliating me, adding insult to injury? I'm already blind and he's rubbing mud in my eye. He could have had a very negative reaction, like looking again, who to blame? Why are you doing this to me? I don't deserve this. I've already been through so much. But he's humble, he obeys, and he goes and washes, and the miracle happens. How many times in our lives, healing, release, God's power is on the other side of abandoning ourselves to the Lord and trusting in his power. And finally, seeing leads to witnessing. This man who was blind sees Jesus, who healed him, trusts, and then becomes a witness. Again, for us, we can pray, we can reflect, we can meditate on, wow. Don't miss all the things God does in your life. See them, value them on a daily basis, and then witness to them. Look what God has done. Look at the way he worked. Look how good he is. Living in that space of celebrating God's action in our lives is the way we become real witnesses to the world, rather than tied up in a knot over all the problems and situations that God isn't fixing. No one is converted by a sad Christian wrapped up in their problems. They're converted by joyful witnesses to the power of God who's saving and active in our lives. And we're celebrating that. Yes, we have problems. Yes, there's things that he's still working out in us. Yes, we suffer the effects of other people's sin in our own. But we don't live in that space. We live in a redeemed space where Jesus Christ is victorious, looking at all his powerful and beautiful things and the way he's working in our lives. And we celebrate and live that as a joyful resurrected people, even in the midst of our Lent. So brothers and sisters, these are great things to reflect on, pray on, and then after we've read, reflected, even reacted a little bit, now what's our response? What's your resolution? How can you carry this into your day? Lord Jesus, help us to carry these truths into our hearts and help us to conform our will to yours throughout the rest of this day. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Heydoux of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.